They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
Three graded stakes on the Derby Trail last weekend, each worth 10 Kentucky Derby points to the winner. Let's start at Aqueduct in the Withers Stakes, where Shotsky was returning off his upset win in the Remsen. He was sent off the 9-5 favorite and set a pressured pace, only to be overtaken inside the final furlong by eventual winner Max Player, who drew away late to win by over three lengths. The final time of 1:53.4 for the mile and an eighth sounds slow, but the track was yielding slow times all afternoon, so it may have been even better than looked for the Linda Rice trainee. The Wood Memorial on April 4th is likely next for both Max Player and Shotsky. The Holy Bull Stakes was held at Gulfstream Park, and Tis the Law did not disappoint as the 6-5 choice. He appeared to struggle a tad behind and amongst horses early on, but jockey Manny Franco guided him into the clear up the backstretch, where he got back into the bit and eventually reeled in pace setter Ete Andian to win by three. It was another dozen lengths or so back to the third place finisher, so the top two really ran huge. Final time for the mile and a 16th, 1:42 flat. Santa Anita held the Robert B. Lewis Stakes at a mile and a 16th, and the Bob Baffert trainee Thousand Words was expected to remain undefeated. Bettors sent him to the post at odds of 3-5, and although it wasn't flashy, the favorite got the job done. He sat a cozy trip on the rail, covered up and behind the early leaders, swung into action at the quarter pole, split rivals, and grinded away to win by almost a length. Final time was 1:43.3. The Derby Trail heads to Tampa Bay Downs today for the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis Stakes, and 10 Derby points await the winner. Undefeated Independence Hall makes his highly anticipated 2020 debut, and he should be heavily back to get his third straight stakes victory. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Lord Nelson, one of only three sprinters last decade to win three Grade 1s in a single year, along with champions Run Happy and Mitoli. His three consecutive Grade 1 victories included a stakes record performance in 107 3/5 in Del Mar's historic Bing Crosby Stakes.
Lord Nelson, a dominating performance, easy in the Bing Crosby.
An unrivaled blend of elite speed and pedigree. Lord Nelson, Pulpit's last great son. Look for his first yearling selling this summer. Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number one, Independence Hall, unbeaten in three lifetime starts, trying to make it 4-for-4 in the Sam F. Davis at Tampa today. Number two, Thousand Words, to be announced regarding where he'll start next. Number three, Dennis's Moment, on track for the February 29th Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream. Number four, Authentic, should start in the San Felipe on March 7th or the Rebel on March 14th. And number five, Tis the Law, aiming for the March 28th Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.